They'll have two hands up, lanes 1 and 5. And now just lane 1. All hands are down. Up, lane 5 back up, and then down again. Attention. Up, at ease. We have one hand that went back up. That's why the starter called off the start. And that was lane 5, Wisconsin. Lane 5 has now lowered their hand, signaling they are ready to start. Another hand back up, lane 4, Washington. And they are going to a countdown start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Attention. And the flag is down, and we have a start for the Division I 4s Grand Final. These are the Division I schools with their 4s here in the Grand Final of the NCAA Women's Rowing Championships. Once the boats are clear of the red buoys, we will have an official race. The red buoys indicating the breakage zone. Anything breaks in the first 100 meters, the race is called to a stop and restarted. And we are clear of the breakage zone. That means the race is official, and we have a blazing fast start for Virginia in lane 1. Virginia in lane 1 coming off the line at a really good stroke rate, clocking in at 41. Right next to Virginia, California, pacing California in lane 4, Washington, and then back to lane 3, Southern California, then to the outside lanes 5 and 6, Wisconsin and Brown. At 250 meters, it's Virginia now, 5 seats over California. What a fast start for Virginia here, just exploding out of the starting blocks, moving away from California by 5 seats at 250 meters. That is a big jump for them and going to give them a definite advantage as they roll into the second 500 meters of this race. California in lane 2, holding on to second place. Their bow ball is at the Virginia stroke seat, so they're down about 5 seats. In third place, it's too close to call between lanes 3 and 4, Southern California and Washington. Then we go to fifth place, lane 5, Wisconsin, and then Brown in lane 6. Now, Brown had the slowest start. They were considerably off the pace, but that may serve them later in the race. They might have a little more energy to draw from and get back into the race. Past 500 meters. We're now at 600 meters, moving towards 750. It is Virginia. Virginia now almost bow to stern over California. California, 5 seats over Southern California. Southern California, 1 seat over Washington. Washington, 2 seats over Wisconsin. Wisconsin, 3 seats over Brown. At 750 meters now, Virginia rowing really powerfully. They have broken free from California. It's Virginia with open water on lane 2, California. Really a great race from the very beginning for Virginia as they are dominating here with open water, and we're only now clearing 750 meters. California for the silver medal position, holding off Southern California in lane 3. But Southern California has their hands full as they've got lanes 4 and 5 right next to them. That is lane 4, Washington, and lane 5, Wisconsin, matching the speed of Southern California. A lot of Pocock K4s out here on this race course. All the white shells you're seeing, all moving cleanly. So in terms of equipment, it's a very even race here in the Division I Grand Final for the women's 4s. Really clean racing here as Virginia now is going to hit the halfway markers. They're going to be first across with half a length open water. We're going to get a stroke rate for them, and they're coming in at 36. California getting a rate for them, trying so hard to make up water. They're at 38 right now. California trying so hard to catch up with Virginia, but Virginia's just walking away here in the Division I 4s Grand Final. Now, Southern California in lane 3 has separated themselves a little bit more from Washington and Wisconsin. Washington falling off the pace in lane 4. It's Southern California for 3rd, and then Wisconsin in lane 5 for 4th, then Washington in lane 4, and finally in 6th place, lane 6, Brown University. Virginia in lane one dominating here. They continue to walk away. It's now almost a full length open water over California. California bow to stern ahead of Southern California. Southern California, though, still in a great race with Wisconsin. Wisconsin making a move right now at 12:50. Coxon calling for it. Rowers are really making big puddles here, really driving the blades hard, and they're almost pulling even with Southern California. It could be Wisconsin taking away the third place position from Southern California as we move into the last 650 meters of the grand final for the Division I fours. Going to get a stroke rate for Wisconsin right now. It's been working really well for them as they drop the blades in and drive hard. They're at a 33. Let's get a rate for Southern California, who's trying to hold them off. Wisconsin at a 33. Southern California at a 35. So Wisconsin is understroking Southern California. That means Wisconsin has an extra deer to go to if they need it. Virginia first across at 1,500. Then California, Southern California by a half a deck over Wisconsin. Then Washington and Brown. Virginia continuing to walk away. It's more than a boat length of open water now in lane one with the orange blades. Rowing in the Pocock K4 here. Just a knife through the water for these women from Virginia as they dominate the race here. Coming by the scaffold tent, it's 3:50 to go, and Virginia has the gold medal. California still holding off Southern California. Wisconsin right there. Wisconsin right there, down only half a deck. Only half a deck from Southern California. It could be a two-boat race for the bronze medal position. 300 meters to go. The final call is Virginia with open water for gold. Southern California one length, but it's too close to call between Southern California and Wisconsin for the bronze. It's Virginia, California, then dead even between Wisconsin and Southern California, with Washington and Brown fighting it out for fifth and sixth. Division I fours, grand final to the finish line tent. Here they come.
And in this Division I grand final, Varsity Fours, that is the Virginia along the shoreline in lane one. With California and Wisconsin battling it out for that second place position. That's Virginia unofficially, California and Wisconsin. That is unofficial. Gold medalist, University of Virginia, followed by California, Wisconsin, University of Southern California, Brown, and Washington.